Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chakma. All across the tundra, I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, coffee at KYUK. As usual, I'm excited to face the day and sharing my excitement with you. Coffee and oatmeal on my sideboard, ready to face the day caffeinated and heart healthy. It's been a strange school year, to say the least, and Hooper Bay sees the opening of a new charter school. The curriculum focuses on Yupik culture with practical science. Principal Jamie Wallman and one of her teachers, Renee Green, join Olivia Eberts to tell us more about how things are going. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Grady. Thank you for having me on, and thanks to my guests, Principal Wallman and Miss Green. What a time to open a new school. Wow. Hooper Bay Charter School is using the Yuyak curriculum, which means Yupik way of being, as a guiding principle. And Principal Wallman, I wonder if you could tell me a little more about what this concept means in practice at school.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as we define learning, we can think about it as the active search for meaning for the student. And what better thing to study than your own culture and your everyday life in Hooper Bay? So what we do is we take the current standards of Alaska in science and also reading and also mathematics, and we infuse it in the focused learning of culture and tradition here in Hooper Bay. So that kind of looks like we go out and we study the windmill that's in our town. We go down on the beach and we pick up shells or look at wildlife. We have gone and taken samples of the local lakes, and we've tested those for various drinkability. And right now we're kind of doing a simple machine science, and we're looking at Yupik tools and trying to define them in scientific terms.
Great. And we're going to go a little into that later on, too. But I'm wondering first if you could both just introduce yourselves.
Yeah, sure. I'm Jamie Wallman. I am the principal at Hooper Bay Charter School, the very first, and I'm excited to be here. I've kind of kicked it around in a few places, including the Department of Defense, and most recently Germany, and I'm excited to be here in Hooper Bay and excited to see these students learn.
Hi, this is Renee Green. I've been teaching here at Hooper Bay School for 17 years, and this is my first year in the Hooper Bay Charter School. I'm originally from Hooper Bay. I have family from here.
So since the school year is just sort of starting and this whole new project is starting with you guys at the helm, I imagine that you both wear a lot of hats. So I hope you could tell me just also what your roles are, both as an officially and what do you actually end up doing? I imagine it's a lot.
I think understanding that we wear many hats is kind of a universal education process. You know, some days I'm just counselor to frustrated parents and you know, sad children and sad parents because we can't see each other. Sometimes I support the curriculum in the best ways that I can. Since it's a new school, I spend a lot of time ordering stuff, I can tell you. But I think the biggest part is for me is building the relationship with the community of Hooper Bay. That's the biggest hat that I think that I wear at the moment.
I think I have a lot of roles in Hooper Bay. One of the roles I have is a mother. I have six children. I have three children who are in the Hooper Bay School. Two of them are in the regular school, and then I have one son who's in the charter school. My husband is a basketball coach, and I just have a lot of family here in Hooper Bay, so I think I do have a lot of important roles, and one of the roles that I kind of want to do in the future maybe is become a principal, and I'm working with my principal, Jamie, and working to see if that's a possibility in the future.
Oh, great. And for now, I understand one of your main roles, Renee, is as UPIC cultural coordinator, so making sure that the curriculum is really doing what it seeks to by fusing UPIC culture into the classroom. I wonder if you could give me some examples of how you do that or how you work with that in your daily role.
Yeah, I've been learning a lot. My principal purchased some books from Chalista, and I've been doing a lot of reading from the elder stories and really trying to take from those books what we're learning about. And one of the things we learned about in the past was water and how water is important. So in order for me to really try to get the most of it, I'll read from the books, and then I will consult with my uncle, William Tinker, and ask him more in-depth about what I'm trying to understand from the elders in the books. And I'll also ask Dolores Quagley a few things. So I try my best to ask elders in the community and really try to take from it what I think the kids should know.
And so I know your classes and curriculum are structured a little bit differently. I hope you could tell me a little bit more about that. And then you also mentioned, Ms. Green, that last semester or quarter, your theme was water. So I'm also wondering what some of the most interesting projects to come out of that were.
With this COVID going on, it's been kind of hard to really, you know, really work with the kids. I've been calling students from at home, and I've been holding Zoom classes. But one of the things that we did was pretty cool was that we tested the water. I had a few students in my Zoom class who actually tested the water from their faucets, and we were able to talk about and compare the different elements that were in the water. And another important project that we did in the beginning of the school year had to do with plants, and that was when all the students were in the school. And what I really liked about that project was that at the end, the kids were able to do a presentation, and the parents came into the classroom, and I was really surprised, and I was really happy to see a lot of parents sitting there and watching their children present. yeah.
And go ahead. I was just going to ask if you had anything to add, Principal Woolman.
So one of the things that I thought was very interesting is the number of parents that sat in the audience of the student presentations, and they said, you know what, today you taught me something I didn't know, and I've lived here all my life. And I really kind of think that that's kind of what we're striving to do. I'm gonna ask Renee to tell you the story about the mouse food, which I think is also indicative of where we're trying to go in this educational process.
During our plant project, we ended up making mouse food within our classroom, and we cooked two different type of mouse food, and we had a taste test to see which mouse food was better than the other. The two different mouse food were sticks and teardrops. That's the local names that we call them. But one of the students in the classroom ended up going home, and she ended up doing the same project at home with her family. Her mom ended up telling us that she went home and did that, which was exciting.
Mouse food? Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, mouse food.
Did you have pet mice in the classroom?
No. We go out and we gather mouse food. We get roots that the mice collect, and they put them in a cache. And during fall time, we end up going out and we end up digging up those caches, and we take the mouse food. And we use it in seal soup, and use it in a gouda as well.
Okay. And next semester, your theme will be small machines, I believe. Is that correct, Principal Woolman?
Yes, we're going to be doing simple machines as the structure of the learning. However, what we're really trying to do is to investigate how the tools, the UPIC tools, work, and whether or not they are still used to the community or not. This is actually Renee's idea to put this together, so I'm going to let her kind of explain a little bit about where we're going with this.
Let's see. Well, we are in the process of putting our curriculum together, and I know we used and got a lot of information from the UPIC books. There's a book called The Way We Genuinely Live, and there are lots of pictures in there and lots of simple machines in there from levers and other simple machines, but we're trying to really recognize the UPIC simple machines that we have and what our ancestors have used for so many years, and we're trying to, show the kids that these are simple machines, and this is science, and this is important information that you should know because our ancestors have always used these things. I think if they can understand and recognize that, the more motivation they're going to get from it, and the more it's going to stick with them.
Thank you. And I was reading the release that was sent out about Hooper Bay, and I came across this term that I was a little unfamiliar with, and then I looked it up. It's called constructivism, and I read that you were using constructivism, which, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think means basically learning by doing, and it sounds like your curriculum is really trying to get kids to do that by doing their own projects, things like that. Have I interpreted that correctly?
I think that you definitely have captured the idea. You know, the research says that we can get 11% growth when the students are just actively involved through constructivism. And it's important that the children are excited about what they're learning. And I will tell you a real funny one on with Renee and I, because to plan for the curriculum for the kids, we had to look for pictures of simple machines, just regular, everyday, what kids see for the curriculum. Because, I mean, it's one thing to look at a picture that maybe you have never seen, but it's another thing to see a real-life something in your community. So I actually was crawling under houses and taking pictures of the permafrost foundations, because that's an excellent idea of a screw. And you can imagine kids have climbed all underneath their houses, so they have seen that on a daily basis. And then, of course, there were a few things I couldn't get, so I was like, okay, Renee, I need this. And she's going, okay, what's that? So it's an active learning process for all of us.
So I imagine there have been a lot of challenges in getting a new curriculum up and running during a pandemic, but also maybe some joys. I wonder if you can go into that a little more.
Well, I will tell you what I'm hearing from my staff, and I share the sentiment, is that everybody is having fun. And, you know, coming to work and servicing children is the most important job in the world. But when we're having fun putting the curriculums together and we're having fun challenging each other to classify, say, a UPIC tool, you know, is that a lever? Is that a wheel and axle? You know, when we have like 6-7 grown people sitting in a room looking at pictures going, what is this? We certainly develop a camaraderie that just cannot replace anything. So, yeah, there are frustrations as we learn to apply the Western ideas, such as simple machines, onto the traditional UPIC ways. But there's so much reward in that. And I think Renee might have some more on that.
I think one of the joys that I've been having is that I've been able to communicate a lot more with the parents through telephone or even texting. With what's going on with COVID right now, I've been having to call home and talk to the students or the parents like twice a week. And so just being able to communicate and really talk with the parents has been a really different thing for me during this time, and I really hope when we do start up school, I really hope that the parent and the teacher school communication maybe improves or even gets even better.
That's great, and we'll have to end on that positive note. Thanks again, Principal Jamie Woolman and Renee Green, for joining me on Coffee at KYUK.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I'll see you next time on Coffee at KYUK.
Leaving just one thing left to tell listeners from my seat, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.